Now, you've also been experimenting and collaborating so much more recently. As you mentioned, there's that film adaptation of Wishing and Hoping. And you published I'll Take You There as a meta book. I wonder if you'd talk a little bit about that and how that enriched your vision of the book, seeing it come to life in that way.
Right, sure. Well, again, this is, you know, I would love to be a planner, maybe in my next life, but I was approached by a guy named Ken Simon, who is the president and publisher of MetaBook, and he wanted to show me a product that they had, and it was, you know, this is a new company, a startup company, and so I met him in New York, and he sat and demonstrated the MetaBook of John Berendt's famous book, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. And, you know, it has electronic text that you can, you know, pull up on your tablet. Well, that's been around for a long time. But it also had film and documentary material and interviews and so forth. So I thought that that was really interesting, a sort of multimedia approach. So he wanted to know if I wanted to try something, and this would be the first original manuscript that they did as a meta book. So I said, okay, you know, let's try it. I'll, you know, I'm willing to, you know, jump off the diving board and see what happens. But then I got pushback on my Facebook pages from people who didn't like the fact, who sort of felt like I was kind of abandoning them because they said, you know, they don't read electronic books. They, you know, they like to hold a book. Well, you know, I feel the same way. I'd much rather turn the pages of a book. But I went to HarperCollins. They are, you know, they've been my you know, longstanding publisher. And I said, would you be willing to do, you know, a print, you know, traditional book between covers of this story? And so they worked out a deal with MetaBook. And so, you know, they came out at about the same time. And hopefully readers of all kinds, you know, can absorb the story however which way they want.
Well, it's a great thing to try these new things, I think.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll never know, you know?
Right.
Now, aren't there more collaborations on the horizon? I hear rumors of something with Mark Ruffalo, she says,
yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah. Of course, I'm such a big mouth, I'm not supposed to talk about it, but of course I will. My second novel, I Know This Much Is True, was about identical twin brothers, and when they're 19 years old and in their freshman year of college, one of the brothers develops a disease that's mental illness that's later diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenia. And the irony is that his identical twin brother does not develop this disease, but is sort of, you know, cast in the role reluctantly of being his brother's keeper. And so, you know, that novel was published in 1998, right out of the starting gate. Oprah picked it for her book club. And I had, you know, She's Come Undone had been picked the year before. So, you know, it was a kind of a wild and crazy ride that I was just coming off of. And so it, you know, because of that, I think largely because of that interest, I Know This Much Is True was sold to the movies. And it was in development for about, I think, 15 years. And, you know, as happens with a lot with books that are, you know, in development as movies, nothing happened.
Right.
But then I got a call from my agent who said, you know, she said, there's a clause in your contract with the filmmakers or with the studio that says if they don't make the film within 15 years, the rights go back to you. And I didn't, you know, I'm terrible about reading through my contracts and stuff, so I did not know that. That came as a delightful surprise. But what was even better is that meanwhile, Susan, what's come along now are these, you know, premium television series, you know, these,
yes,
you know, these short-term series. Now, I Know This Much Is True is about 900 and something pages. And so it really lent itself. One of the reasons why they couldn't make it into a film, even though there were a lot of different scripts made, is that they couldn't sort of, you know, they had to cut a lot of the story, but nobody was satisfied with the cuts and so forth. So now suddenly there is this, you know, you could have like a 10-hour version of the story. I my agent, when, you know, she said, who would be your ideal person to be cast as the twins? And I said, oh, that's easy, Mark Ruffalo, you know, one of my favorite actors.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, she sent the book to Mark Ruffalo, and he wrote a beautiful letter to me. I mean, it was like, I kind of like had to pick myself off the floor. And he said that he would be honored to do this role. He also was very apologetic because, you know, he said, admittedly, I'm a slow reader and I'm doing, you know, right now I'm in Europe filming one of the Avenger things. You know, he plays the Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a lot of these indie movies. But anyway, he, you know, he read through it and he loved it. And so he signed on, and it's now, you know, in serious development. A director who is also a writer, who's done, you know, several films, I just read the first episode, the pilot episode. So I think, you know, never say never, you know, when it comes to Hollywood, but I think it's got a pretty good shot of being made.
Oh, I'll keep my fingers crossed.